Asia, we don't bring the guitar amp. We backline that, and sometimes it's a Fender instead of a Fender, but... So,
yeah, actually, we're kind of at the mercy of whatever the club has.
As a simple matter of practicality, the band Handsome Furs don't bring all their gear on the road with them while traveling abroad. In the end, it was this stripped-down setup that helped them hone in on the specific sounds they want to focus on for their new album, Sound Capital. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, it's Russ Boris. When Handsome Furs first came on the scene, many looked at it as a Dan Bochner side project, since he'd already gained a fair amount of success with his band Wolf Parade, but that is certainly not the case anymore. Bochner formed Handsome Furs in 2006 with his wife Alexi Perry, and a year later they released their critically acclaimed debut album, Plague Park. The band are now on their third full-length album, and the new record, Sound Capital, reflects an amalgamation of ideas, perspectives, and of course, sounds that they've absorbed while traveling the world together. One of the experiences that really made a big impact on them was meeting a Burmese punk band called Side Effect, whom they ended up helping release a record, and they talked about that with the alternate side's Alisa Ali when they visited WFUV's Studio A.
You know, I'm happy because they're going to put this record out, and these are people who, Joseph, the guitar player in the band, Joseph's economic prospects are basically either he stays at home and makes $20 a month, $30 a month, or he gets a really dangerous job on a Thai freighter that sails the Horn of Africa, which is like target for Somalian piracy. You know, so many kids from Myanmar get like kidnapped on these
and there's no
freighters.
Incentive to get them back.
And there's no incentive for the government to bring them back. So right now, Joseph's facing this choice, like, do I stay in the band or do I go sign up on this Thai freighter and send money back to my family? You know, stories like that, people like that, friends we made, that really informed this record. And I think it changed my mentality about playing music a lot, because I don't know anybody back home who's like, either I go on a Thai freighter or I starve, you know. Yeah. It's more like, oh, it's such a bummer that we can't get a good coffee on tour.
Which is true.
It kind of made me buck up a little bit. Calling, calling across the water. Calling, calling from a long time ago, I know. Oh, my heart, it was in trouble, and I will be changed, but I won't feel it anymore when I get back. When I get back, I won't feel the same. I won't feel the same. I won't feel it anymore when I get back.
So when you were traveling, were you also doing shows, or you just
always
traveling?
Oh,
no, we're
yeah,
just
no,
always,
we don't
we,
oh, travel.
I have never been able to travel.
There was never a discovering ourselves in Asia or Europe having sex with Australian backpackers in Amsterdam. Or
Oh, I don't know, Dan.
I don't
there
know.
Was
well,
that one night.
Yeah. But no, all the traveling we've done has been touring. Like, we've booked shows in all these places and played them.
Which is hard work, but it's been really rewarding. I think it's better for me personally than doing sort of a more touristic kind of travel, because I feel like I get to be in this very lucky position where everywhere we go, we are generally meeting some of the best people in that place. You know, I get this actual glimpse into what a city is like, and that's what I want out of life, you know. I mean, yes, I also want to check out the Great Wall, and I also want to see the sights, but I'd rather talk politics with the kids in Side Effect.
Well, I don't remember sleeping in the hall, and I don't remember anything at all. Nostalgia never meant much to me. Nostalgia never meant much to me. Well, here comes the future. It's violent and bright. future. Well, you pretend to be a child, nostalgia.
Live music from Handsome Furs and the song Memories of the Future. This session was engineered by Colin Fitzgerald, and today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.